You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Carlos Mendoza coming up at 11:10, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll also have some fun with Zach Scott in studio, former general manager of the Mets. Get a front office perspective on all that's going on with both these teams, the Mets and the Yankees. Our pal Joe DiMeo from SNY TV does great stuff with the Mets podcast over there and writes, and nobody knows prospects better than him. He's just checking in with the Mets stuff. I got a message from him. Look, here's the issue, and I'm with Joe. I said it before. Everybody's focused on the pitching. I feel like the pitching will get stabilized. And I know the Mets are worried about the pitching. I feel like there are answers there, and that'll get stabilized. The inconsistency of the offense, to me, is the biggest concern. Since July 6th, Joe DiMeo writes here, Nimmo, 670 OPS. Lindor, 655 OPS. Soto, 650 OPS. Alonso, 622 OPS. Jeff McNeil, 699 OPS. He's got the best OPS of the bunch. First five hitters. That's since July 6th. It's almost a full month. It is a month. Is today August 6th? It is a full month. 1 month of the quote-unquote core four plus McNeil. OPS is around six and certainly all under seven. That can't happen. So when you say, well, Sal, we want you to go nuts and rip the Mets. Okay, I would if I didn't feel like that was going to turn around. I'd be lying to you. I can't explain it. I watched the game. Yeah, I was frustrated, but it's more like, hey, what the hell is going on here? Like, they got to pick it up. They got to get the bats going. But at my core, I believe it's going to change. So while it's fun to rip and be irrational and go nuts, to me, this time is not warranted. It will get turned around. It has to get turned around for the Mets. Those guys are too good to have those type of numbers for the better part of a month. Yankees as well struggling, obviously. Both these teams starting to let the postseason spots come into question. Mike is calling from Orlando. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
How are you, Mike?
Good. Yeah, I called you last year about Clay Holmes with the Yankees, what I would do to have him back as opposed to just Devin Williams probably, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that last night, but you know, people ripped Clay Holmes. The guy was an all-star reliever for the Yankees. Now, he wanted to be a starter, so I'm not going to go back down that road, but let's not make it like Clay Holmes wasn't significantly better than what you've gotten from Devin Williams, because he was. That was a downgrade.
Sal, let me ask you a question before I get disconnected. If all Yankee fans last night knew Devin Williams was going to blow the game, how come Boone didn't know? We all did. I mean, you could tell right away.
All right, but let me ask you, so what are you supposed to do, not pitch him? Like, ever? I mean, like, when are you going to use him, and then who do you trust more?
I wouldn't put him in a high-leverage situation, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But he has been good. Like, after the initial start, Williams did right the ship and became a serviceable, if not just flat-out, trustworthy reliever for the meat of the season. Like, I'm with you. I don't trust him. I'm just saying, like, he's in your bullpen. He's supposed to be one of the trusted arms. I mean, going back to him after the blown save right away last night in a high leverage spot, a higher leverage spot, I don't love the move, but I kind of understand the thought process behind it. Who else are you going to go with? Bednar can't pitch the eighth. right? Because if Bednar pitches the eighth, let's play it out this way, Mike. Let's say Boone goes to Bednar instead. Bednar gets the job done. Yankees end up taking the lead. Who's closing the game out?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, that's a good question, but, you know, that's, you know, you could put that on Cashman. You know, that's on Cashman.
Well,
I know he made a bunch of moves
okay
at the trade deadline.
Bingo. It's on Cashman. That's why I'm saying it's not Boone's fault. I'm not saying he's perfect, but it'll be on Cashman because you don't have, even with the influx of bullpen arms, Mike, and thank you for the call. And I get it. Like, I don't want to see Devin Williams pitch. I'm with you. I didn't love the trade to begin with. You can't trust with relievers. Same thing with going back to Edwin Diaz. Like, you don't know with these guys year to year. There hasn't been a player in baseball that has proven me wrong more than Edwin Diaz. I thought he was toast in 2019 after his horrific performance when he first got to the Mets. Now, I hated the trade for different reasons. You don't give up a prospect and take on a salary that nobody wants. That's just idiotic. I didn't hate the trade because of Diaz. I hated it because you either take on the salary of Cano to get the player back or send the prospect in Kelnick to get the player back. Not both. And they did both, which was idiotic. And then the results from Diaz in 2019 were awful. And I didn't even think he was good in 2020. After 2022, I'm like, you know what? This guy has proved me wrong, man. Not only did he turn it around, which I thought he was toast in New York, he became the best closer that I had ever seen for at least a singular year. Then he gets hurt. Then he comes back. He's not the same. I'm thinking he's done. Too much on the ropes. Getting the tacky stuff or whatever, the sticky stuff, suspended with that issue last year. And then he's right at the ship this year where he's on par with what he did in 2022. He gets himself into trouble. Now I have the ultimate confidence he works himself out of it. But it just shows you, even with a very good closer, if not great, with Diaz, year to year, in the same spot, you don't know what to feel. Whereas Williams, he got beat in the postseason in the biggest spot. What closer would you want after seeing him fail in the biggest spot? The Brewers had a great year last year. Williams blew it up with that a lot. That game was over. Game was over. And Williams couldn't close it out. And instead, every Yankee fan, BT in particular, oh, 1 point, whatever, you're all right. This guy's the best closer in the game. He's nasty. And I'm thinking, how nasty can it be? He just torpedoed the entire Brewers season, giving up a home run to Alonso, who didn't have a moment the entire year. Okay, fine. Fair enough. One moment. But let's factor in now change in teams and also knowing bullpens, how they could be. And now Williams has been, I think, worse than anybody, myself included, could have imagined. But he's still there on the team, and he's still, whether you like him or not, one of the more reliable arms for Boone. Who are you going to go with there? I just painted the scenario. Let's say they go with Bednar in the eighth. Who's closing the game out? Leiter? The issue that I have is that it was a higher leverage spot, even though it wasn't to close out a game or the ninth inning, and that it was fresh off the heels of blowing one. Now, maybe Boone's thought process was, all right, he blew this game. I'm going to need Williams to be successful. If the Yankees are going to be successful, you'd think Devin Williams has to be a part of that. And maybe Boone's thinking, let's get right back on it. Let me get out there and get Williams a clean inning here. Unfortunately, couldn't happen. A guy can't throw strikes. Michael is calling from Boonton. What's up, Michael?
Hey, first of all, first time, long time. I always love the show. You guys do a great job. I'm just calling because I know you're on Twitter. I know you're, you know, familiar with what goes on there with the Mets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Since April, people have been blaming Eric Chavez. Oh, Eric Chavez, he's the reason they can't hit. He's the reason Soto's in this big slump. He's the reason this, this, and that. I always was against that because I thought, you know, the hitting coach can't go up there and take at-bats for them. But at the same time, when it's August and there hasn't been a point throughout the whole year where they've been good hitting with runners in scoring position, and I think everybody in that Fab Four or whatever, plus McNeil, has like a below a 700 OPS in the last month.
Yeah, that's
I
what
think
we just
that,
said, yeah.
Yeah, I think it starts to come into question like about the hitting coach and maybe something's going on there. I don't know. I just want to know what you think about it. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, here, I'll do you one better, Michael, and thank you for the call. I'll ask the manager about it. We'll have him on in a half hour from now. I don't know what's going on. Here's what I would say. For Chavez, I think the best case that any person can make for a hitting coach in any situation is the one that's happening with the Mets right now. I don't care who it is. Ted Williams can get unfrozen and go into the Mets dugout right now and be the hitting coach. Nobody is to blame for Juan Soto's struggles other than Juan Soto. Like, there's not a hitting coach alive or dead that could come back and make Juan Soto better. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, you could say certain guys, hey, man, the bottom of the order, the younger guys aren't developing the right way. Okay, fair enough. I don't know the inner workings or what's going on with the hitting coach, what exactly he does, what he's telling these guys. What I do know is there's no way Eric Chavez is telling Juan Soto anything that Juan Soto doesn't know. And Juan Soto's been the biggest culprit this year with runners in scoring position. And has been all of them. Alonso's been great. So if we're going to knock the... Pete Alonso's been far better than he was a year ago and maybe better than he's ever been before with the Mets. Certainly outside of his rookie season in 2019. So if we're going to knock the other guys in that lineup, why not give Chavez then credit for Lindor's MVP run last year, for the Lindor hot streaks this year, for Alonso's turnaround? What about June? Did Chavez just wake up in June and be like, all right, I'm going to go to work today. Let's get Juan going. And then in July, he went back and took a nap and was like, eh, you know what? It's the summer, the holidays. Sit back a little bit. Like, this is not on, to me, it's not on the hitting coach. I'll ask the manager about it. For maybe the first question, hey, what's with the inconsistencies of this offense? This team was built to mash, and they haven't done that. Certainly not consistently enough.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.